I have read over 500 self-help books, and these are the three best lessons I have learned. Number one, do what you want. Simply do what you want. What do you want to do? Do that. Having a desire is an indicator that that is what you're supposed to be doing. How else would you know what you're supposed to be doing other than the fact that you want to do it? Life is designed this way on purpose. If we didn't all have different desires to do different things, then we'd all be doing exactly the same thing, and life wouldn't work like that. Embrace your uniqueness and embrace your desires. They weren't put there by you. Therefore, there is a reason why they are there. If your desire involves helping other people, then this is probably your purpose right now. Your purpose can change, but right now, if your desire involves helping people in some way, then this is probably what you're supposed to do for work. You might be paid for your work, or you might do it voluntarily, but your work is helping people in the way that you want to help them. And doing what you want isn't just confined to the type of work that you do. You need to recognize what you want in all areas of life. What relationships do you want to have? Where do you want to live? How do you want to structure your day? What do you want to do when you wake up in the morning? How do you want to feel in your body? What kind of person do you want to be? A lot of people dismiss this advice to just do what you want to do because they think, well, if I did what I wanted to do, I'd be eating ice cream all day and just watching Netflix. But that stuff gets really boring after you've done it for any period of time. Have you noticed when you've been sick for a week and you've done nothing but eat and watch TV? You don't want to do that anymore. You are sick of doing that. You want to get active again. You want to get out there. You want to talk to people, do things, help people. You are a complex individual with lots of different needs. Your life isn't just about work. You are more than just your work. So embrace your desires in all aspects of your life. Like, I really love my work. But when I focused only on my work, working 10-hour days, 7 days a week, and ignored everything else in my life, I ignored my health, I ignored my family, things started to crumble around me and I got really sick. And then, ironically, I couldn't work anymore. I couldn't do the thing I love. Have you ever tried to do exercise and you feel much more motivated to do your work? Other things in your life can balance out everything else and enhance everything else, making everything more enjoyable. So that's why you need to recognize that you need things in all areas of life, not just one. And there is a common misconception out there about getting what you want. Most people think that when you get what you want, your life is going to be perfect. They think that when you become a millionaire, when you do the job of your dreams, when you meet the person of your dreams and marry them, when you have your kids, when you get your six-pack abs, then life is going to be perfect and there's never going to be any problems in life. But life doesn't work like that. Yes, you can have what you want. Yes, you can achieve your goals. Yes, you can live in your dream location, doing your dream work, living with your dream family. But that doesn't mean that nothing bad is ever going to happen. And that brings me to my second lesson. The second most important lesson that I learned from all of these self-help books is that solving problems is the key to fulfillment. And here's the thing, bad things are supposed to happen. They're not just going to happen, they're supposed to. It's the way life is designed. And it's designed like this for a very good reason. We all think we just want happiness. We just want to sit on the beach, lay there in the sun, be totally happy, joyful, and fulfilled. But that's not actually true, because we don't get fulfillment by doing nothing, by just relaxing and being full of joy all the time. We get fulfillment by solving problems. And you can't solve problems if everything's perfect all the time. We only get fulfillment when we have problems, our challenges, and we overcome them. When I realized that life is supposed to have problems, it really helped me and my relationship with other people, because if you've noticed, a lot of the problems in life come through other people, and that is supposed to happen. And if you start agreeing that this is supposed to happen and that people are supposed to bring me problems and challenges, then it totally changes the way you look on other people. You stop seeing people as annoying and there to destroy your life, but you start seeing them as a vehicle of opportunity. They are giving you an opportunity to solve a problem, which then leads to fulfillment. And I'm not saying you're never going to be annoyed with somebody again if you adopt this belief system, but I am saying that it's really going to help you to move on more quickly and forget any annoyance you had with people and not hold grudges. And if you've watched any of my other videos, you'll know that I'm very spiritual, so go and check out some of my other videos if you want to learn more about what I feel about other people and forgiveness. And I really don't believe that there's any need for forgiveness when you don't see that there's anything to forgive. When you see everything as supposed to happen, there's literally nothing to forgive anymore. So it's moving even beyond forgiveness, which is a totally freeing place to be. And the third most important life lesson that I learned from all of these self-help books is to build systems to help you get what you want. Another word for a system could also be a habit. Habits are very popular right now, building the right habits in order to get you what you want in life. But I like to use the word systems because habits seem a bit too simple to me. Habits are more like, you know, I get up and then I do this and then I do that. Whereas systems often involve like a checklist, a way of working, a way of doing things, a tried and tested method of doing something that I have developed over the years, and I tick things off and I do things in a particular order. And some of these might be habits, and sometimes I need to remind myself what my systems are. So that's why I like to call my habits systems. So basically my systems just help me to get what I want. As I go through my day, first of all, you start with saying to yourself, what don't I want? I don't want to feel tired all the time. So what do I want to do? I want to be healthier. How can I be healthier? I need to do some exercise, and that's going to help me feel better. So you develop a system around doing exercise. And I have a workout plan, which is a list of exercises that I do every day. So this is my exercise system that I use. So it's not just I do exercise, but I'm doing my system. Almost everybody agrees that habits or systems are the key to success because things compound. If you do a little bit of something good and beneficial every day, then you get big improvements over a period of time. If you avoid something negative every day, then eventually you get to avoid a big negative thing in the future. And as part of systems, people like to talk about productivity, and I'm all for productivity as long as it benefits me and helps me get what I want. There is a downside to systems and habits, and that is when you are a slave to your system. So don't be a slave to your system. The only purpose of your system is to either get you what you want or to help you to solve a problem. That is the only purpose of a system. So if it's not doing either of those things, then there's no need for you to be doing it anymore. Systems are not there to give you extra work, to give you extra things to do. They're not there to give you a badge of honor for being the most productive person in the room. Although if there was any such award, I think I should probably win that award. Just joking. And to recognize whether or not your systems need to be changed or updated, just continuously ask yourself, what do I want? Do I still want this? Do I still want that? And then adapt these systems accordingly. When you change your mind about something, change your system accordingly. Don't keep doing something just because you always did it. This is where habits let you down. If you always used to meditate because it used to help you to reduce stress, but now it's causing you stress because you don't feel like you've got time for it, then why would you keep doing something if it's causing you more stress? If it doesn't enhance your lifestyle, give you what you want, or solve your problems, then what's the point in doing it? If you're not enjoying it and it's not solving a problem, it's not giving you what you want, so stop doing it. And the main thing I see holding people back from getting what they want or solving problems is caring too much what other people think of them. They think, well, if I change my job, what are people going to think of me? If I start doing this new workout routine, if I start wearing different clothing, what are people going to say about me? Are they going to say something negative? Are they going to think something negative? And when I stopped minding what other people thought about me, it truly changed my whole life. It freed me up like nothing has ever done before. And I have a whole video on that topic, which will pop up on the screen now. So go and watch that now. I would love it if you could like this video so more people can find it. And now it's your turn to go and put your stamp on the world.